Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Astamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 3rd of May 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. And background to that news was sport and business and travel updates. And the newsmakers in person this evening. Bus fares are going up for the first time in over 10 years. The new chairman of Ramsey Commissioners on his vision. The latest on the assisted dying bill. 250 more full-time government workers in less than a year. And hundreds of young cyclists take to the road this weekend.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines, Fastamai, Christian Jones.
Fastamai, politicians will consider a range of proposed changes to the assisted dying bill next week. Several MHKs are putting forward suggestions, including an increased residency requirement and for the law not to be brought into force until 2027. A review into mental health services at the Isle of Man prison has found they were inadequate and unsafe at the time a prisoner was found dead, commissioned by the Department of Home Affairs. It follows the conclusion of an inquest into Craig Anderson's death. And bus fares are going up for the first time since 2013. Ticket prices for an adult will generally rise by either 10 or 20 pence, while children's fares will still be half the price. In international news, Sakir Starmer claims Labour's wins in England's local elections is a direct message to the UK Prime Minister, as he renewed demands for him to call a general election. The party so far gained more than 100 council seats, while the Conservatives have lost almost 300. A schoolboy has been convicted of murdering 15-year-old Alfie Lewis outside of a primary school in Leeds last November. The teenager, who can't be named for legal reasons, was 14 at the time of the attack. And Nottingham Forest manager Nuno Espirito Santo and defender Nico Williams have been charged with misconduct by the FA. It follows comments they made after last month's Premier League match with Everton. Those are the update news headlines, next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Christian. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is smooth or slight. And the weather this evening, dry and cloudy with a light breeze. Some rain coming our way overnight, down to 10 degrees Celsius. And for Saturday, just sun, cloudy with periodic drizzle on a light southwesterly. Top temperature is 12 degrees. Down to 10 through the night for bank holiday weekend. Sunday, cloudy with a risk of rain on a light westerly in the morning, then a bright afternoon. Daylight maximum is 14 degrees for Jaduni. Bank holiday Monday, dry with hazy sunshine. Tides on the way back in. High waters 27 minutes before 7 tonight. Sunset 5 to 9. Low water 2 minutes before 3 a.m. Sunrise 26 minutes before 6. And the morning high water at a minute to 9.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbra Trading Estate.
A quick word on the travel delays on the Bristol and Manchester flights at Ronalds Way, and the Mountain Road is fine. Bus fares are going up for the first time since 2013, comes into effect from Tuesday, the 7th of May. Christian's back with more detail.
The fee for an adult pass will generally rise by either 10 or 20 pence, while children's fares will still be half the price. Go-cards will undergo a similar revision, and full details will be available by visiting bus.im from midday to day. Other changes include Go Places Band A and F tickets and the Child Heritage Explorer being withdrawn. While these tickets will no longer be able to be topped up, customers will be able to use their remaining credit after Tuesday's changes come into effect, along with all other Go Card holders. The Infrastructure Minister, Tim Cruckle, says a number of changes to the timetable were made, both in response to feedback and to provide the heavily subsidised service with better value for money. He goes on to say the rise has been limited as far as possible and will assist his department to meet its revenue target and help protect service levels in the future.
The new chairman of Ramsey Commissioners says he's aiming to see more development happen in the town during the coming year. Rob Cowell was elected earlier this week. He took over from Albie Oldham.
I'm very pleased. I'm delighted. It's an achievement to come to the top of your local authority. It's plenty of work to be done. I think really there's a social housing issue. We need to sort of try and boost our stock. And we have our ongoing brownfield redevelopment schemes, which I'm looking at, and I hope to bring to a conclusion within the next year. I think the last 3 years have been a firm education in how local politics works. It's a hard school, but grounded now. And I'm looking forward to the challenge of leading the authority. I hope everything's going to play out well. I think we've got a strong case for the boundary extension. I think we've got a strong case for increasing our social housing stock. I think we've got a strong case for brownfield redevelopment. So I don't think anything that we're doing is out of order. So I can't see why it wouldn't come to a conclusion in a positive manner. Social media is not the real world. And I think the reality of the situation is there's a lot of people that would like to see development in town. What am I going to bring to the commissioners? Professional, hard-working ethic.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wynn.
Fast away. Politicians will consider a range of proposed changes to the Assisted Dying Bill, including name changes, an increased residency requirement for the law not to be brought in into force until 2027. A raft of suggested changes have been put forward by several MHKs ahead of the clauses stage of the bill being considered in next week's sitting of the House of Keys. The full story with Sian Cowper.
Kate Lord-Brennan and Rob Callister both put forward alternative names for the legislation, as Lord-Brennan suggested it be called the End of Natural Life Choice Act, while Mr Callister will ask for it to be called the Assisted Dying and Voluntary Euthanasia Act. Ms Lord-Brennan also wants to add another clause that would require assisted dying to be delivered under licence by a registered charity without workers from Manx Care being able to provide services to those charities. Laurie Hooper will also suggest a new clause asking for those intending to exercise functions under the Act to be registered with the Department of Health and Social Care and for the Department to maintain a register of those who notify. Chris Thomas wants to delay the proposed introduction of the Act. Alex Allinson, the mover of the bill, previously indicated the legislation could come into force next year, but Mr Thomas is asking for it not to be introduced before 2027 or until at least a year after the Capacity Act comes into force, whichever is later. Currently, it's proposed only those expected to die from a terminal illness within 6 months can seek an assisted death, but Mr Hooper wants to change that to 12 months. There's also a suggested change to the residential requirement, Mr Callister asking for it to be increased from 1 year to 5 before someone is eligible for an assisted death. The amendments will be considered when the House of Keys sits on Tuesday from 10 a.m.
In the House of Keys next week, an MHK is going to ask for leave to introduce a private members bill to secure the provision of free period products. Douglas East MHK Joni Farragher says she wants the bill to address period poverty in two ways.
Menstruation is a natural biological process, and we know that it's experienced by probably just slightly over half of the island's population. But despite that, access to menstrual products can remain a challenge for many people, and we do know that that challenge can create barriers to health, to education and other sorts of participation in daily life. Actually, the members from A-Level Balcomine who came for the Youth Parliament last month, they brought this topic as well, and they were talking about their experiences of period poverty. So my bill seeks to kind of address those barriers in two ways. Firstly, the issue of access when people are unable to afford it. So the scheme will provide free products in public toilets in all government buildings, including schools and the UCM. And it also tries to address the court short issue, I suppose. This part is about dignity for people. So if they do find they're in a situation of experiencing their period when they're out and about, they can take care of that with a minimum fuss and with their dignity intact. So it's about looking at dignity as well for people. And I really hope myself that another benefit of the scheme will be that we can get some education around the issue too and remove some of that stigma and the shame that people experience. Because menstruation is absolutely a normal part of life, and it's obviously a basic aspect of reproductive health as well. So I'm really hoping that that education and awareness can be raised slightly on the island as well, which is a sort of, I guess, side effect, a peripheral effect of the bill that they've experienced in Scotland.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, This is Manx Radio.
Hundreds of promising young athletes in the sport of cycling will descend on the Isle of Man for 2 days of racing this weekend. The 2024 Isle of Man Youth and Junior Tour takes place across Saturday and Sunday. Isle of Man Cycling Development Officer Rob Holden explains what makes this event a standout one on the British cycling calendar.
So youth and juniors are riders aged anywhere from 6 years old up to 18 years old. It forms part of the British Cycling National Road Series for those age groups. So you get all the best UK riders. We get some overseas riders, Ireland generally, and obviously all the Manxes, around about 50 Manxes across the age groups. What's unique about our event is that traditionally in the 10 race UK series, generally the age group we're talking about generally ride on sort of man-made closed road circuits, which are obviously traffic free. But what's unique to the Isle of Man and has been sort of at least the last 20 plus years of this event is that the age group actually get to ride on closed roads, sort of real roads. So from their point of view, it's inspiring for them because obviously they look up to this discipline of cycling, sort of Tour de France riders. So it's their mini Tour de France. I think also the event attracts up to nearly 300 riders across the age groups. The parents generally accompany them. So you get, you know, a core group of people of anywhere between 600 and 800 people who travel to the Isle of Man over the weekend. So it has, I would say it's a friendly race, if you like. You know, obviously the older ones take it a little bit more seriously. But, you know, generally we put on a friendly event and on challenging courses, which is, like I say, it's a bit of a USP for the Isle of Man, I think. If you take the junior category, which is the under 18, 16 to 18 year old, so we've got an Isle of Man team which is supported by Utmost Financial and Meso Management. So we have six riders in there. So we're lucky this year that all six of our junior boys are fairly strong and will be looking to impress, I would suggest, in their home tour. We've got Owen Collins, Will Kerfey, Kian Howard, James Kinraid, Ori Lund, Ivan Sorby, all capable of a result. Underneath that, local rider in the under 16s, Alex Sorby, Lillian Scott in the girls for under 16s as well as Abby Clayton. Those for me would be the standout Isle of Man riders, I think, to the weekend.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 18 minutes now before six, online platform Trainline said today that the UK Labour Party has no plans to revive government plans to introduce a national rail ticket website and the app if it wins the next general election. Trainline last week hosted Labour's launch of its policy proposal to bring private rail operators back under public ownership, to nationalise the railways and create a centralised body called Great British Railways. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. Foreign direct investment into Europe fell 4% last year, according to a new report from professional services group EY. Germany was hit particularly hard, suffering a 12% drop in projects amid concerns over its economic slowdown and energy security. The amount of FDI into Europe last year was 14% lower than the peak in 2017. Volatile energy prices, turbulent domestic politics and new EU regulations for everything from artificial intelligence to sustainability were among the main concerns expressed by companies surveyed by EY. France topped the foreign investment list. The UK overtook Germany to secure second place. In terms of cities, London attracted the most investment thanks to a booming tech sector. Paris came in close second.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets closed higher, rounding off a broadly negative week. The dollar fell, oil edged higher, but headed for the steepest weekly loss in 3 months, and gold was poised for a second straight weekly decline. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London: the FTSE 100's up 0.5%, 8,213. The DAX in Frankfurt up just over 0.5% at 17,993. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 1 and just over 0.1%, 38,661. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up nearly 2 percentage points at 16,142. The S&P 500 up 1.1%, 5,120. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1.254, €1.16.4, and 23 South African rand, 22 cents. In commodities, gold's down 0.4% at 2,292, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.5% at $83.20.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Pastor Meyer, it's 5:45 this Friday evening. Bank holiday weekend ahead of us. In less than a year, the Isle of Man's government workforce increased by more than 250 full-time staff. Here's Christian with all the detail.
Figures provided by the Cabinet Office show between the end of February last year and the end of January this year, the number of public sector workers on full-time hours rose by 267. It now stands at 7,533, which accounts for both civil service and public service. Public servants are defined as those employed directly by government departments, boards and offices, like teachers, health workers and emergency service personnel, among others. Meanwhile, civil servants are those employed and working within the departments, boards and offices themselves. MHKs and MLCs are not included in the data. Neither are coroners and Manx Heritage Foundation, nor vacancies and casual or agency staff. However, the figure is likely higher because some statutory boards, like the Post Office and Manx Utilities, hold their own figures and release these as part of their own accounts. Manx Radio understands some of the increase is due to recruitment in the health service. Government has been contacted for a breakdown of the figures.
Manx Radio Sport.
Pastor Mai, Rob Pritchard.
Pastor Mai, good evening. Starting with football, and two new teams will face off for this year's Cowell Cup following the semi-finals of the 2024 competition last night. Peel earned a commanding 6-2 win over last year's finalists Onchan. The Westerners will meet Corinthians, who narrowly edged out Ramsey 1-0 in the other last four tie. The Cowell Cup final is due to take place next Thursday at the Bowl at 7:45 p.m. Meanwhile, Cup action remains in the spotlight going into this weekend's Manx fixtures. Saturday sees the quarterfinals of the Hospital Cup. Among them is a Western derby between Peel and St John's United, and a Northern derby as well, as Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys host Ramsey. In the selection of league games tomorrow, the battle continues for the Division 2 title as Onchan, whose promotion back to the top flight was confirmed on Tuesday, travel to Governors Athletic. The O's sit 2 points clear of second place Foxdale, who have a game in hand and are at home to Maloo. Foxdale will secure promotion to the Premier League if they avoid defeat. All of tomorrow's league and cup games are due to get underway at 2:30 p.m. Moving on, and one of the Isle of Man's junior rugby sides will be seeking cup glory in the UK this weekend. The Southern Nomads under 50 squad head across the water to face Macclesfield in the Cheshire Junior Shield final at Wirral Rugby Club at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. It'll be the Manx side's fourth trip so far in the competition, with their last outing in it a commanding 49-5 semi-final win over Winnington Park in late March. This will also be the first ever meeting between Nomads and Macclesfield. The Ireland team head into the contest without any injury concerns and with their biggest squad so far. You can see the 18-strong travelling team at manxradio.com. And finally, in motorsport, Manx Autosport is making another appeal for volunteers to make sure this year's Manx Rally goes ahead next week. A series of sign-on sessions are taking place in the coming days for those interested in being involved. The first two are between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. at the Whitestone Inn in Ballasalla tomorrow, and then between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. at the Sulby Glen Hotel on Sunday. Anyone requiring details on training and licence requirements for the roles is asked to contact Manx Autosport.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronaldsway, the 5:30, EasyJet from Liverpool came in about 5:40. Next, it's the 6:30, EasyJet from Manchester. That won't be in until about 6:50. 7:25, Logan Air from Edinburgh is on time. The 7:40, EasyJet from Gatwick. And the 5:08, Logan Air from Liverpool. The 6:50, Logan Air from London City. They're all showing on time. Outbound, the 4:30, EasyJet to Bristol will be going around now, an hour and a quarter late. Next, it's the 6:00, Logan Air to Liverpool. The 6:00, EasyJet to Liverpool. And the 7:00, EasyJet to Manchester is delayed until 7:20. Then it's the 5:08, Logan Air to Edinburgh. And the 8:10, EasyJet to London Gatwick. On the roads at Sandygate, temporary lights for work on the pavements. Temporary lights on Vicarage Road in Braddon at Stevenson's Way for that water main replacement. Jack's Lane, Mackles closed for ditching work. Hillside Avenue closed for adjacent office window replacement to Circular Road. Part of Switzerland Road, Douglas, is closed for construction work. In Farm Hill, Belafton Manor Hill's got some lights near the Coolfaren Junction for resurfacing. In Colby, face closures for water main work at Ballakill Ferry Road and water main work too on the Starvey Road. Kindrockard Road in Andrus has got water main work. Temporary lights in Port Erin on Church Road near Russian Church for patching work. Temporary lights on New Road, Laxey for building operation. And do be aware, of course, the Isle of Man Junior cycling event is on across the weekend. Tomorrow, road closures from 9 to 5.30 around Ellerslie and the Braid, Llandarroch Road, part of Garth Road, Foxdale Road, the Braid roundabout, the Garth Road. Traffic heading south from Douglas and vice versa can use the Braid roundabout and St Mark's Road. Details at cycling.im.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
And just a quick word about Sunday morning, because a part of Bray Hill is going to be closed between 6 and 9 o'clock, just south of St Ninian's Crossroad. They're reinstalling the footbridge over the road. And the Matrix signs showing no problems at the moment. Treasury has apologised after admitting there have been challenges navigating the Isle of Man's immigration system. It's said to have been largely down to increased processing times, which Treasury admits. Of course, the level of uncertainty and frustration for employers and employees alike. Joe has been waiting for his visa to live and work on the Isle of Man since February.
Once you've processed the applications and gone through all the medical checks and, you know, language tests and all the money that actually has to be paid, it goes through into like a little rabbit hole and you can see your application is there. But trying to get information out to say how far you are with the application is quite hard. It is also quite frustrating having to, you know, wait for a visa that's supposed to have taken 30 days. Then all of a sudden it changes to 55 days, and then it all changes to 75 days. And then you speak to a person and they say, oh, you're busy with December applications right now. It might change to 90 days. You know, you're waiting to start a new career and a new job, and you're sitting waiting and waiting and waiting for something that's supposed to have been taken less than a month to do. I left my employment end of February, and I've been waiting for my work visa, and it should have come through already in the middle of March. I should have had it by now. I should have gone to the island. You know, you can't book flights. You can't look for an apartment. Can't look at vehicles. I can't look at anything like that. Your entire life literally gets placed on hold for weeks. And it does become quite a mental battle every day where you're having to wait for it. And you don't have an income whilst you're waiting for it. You want to be part of something new and exciting. And the longer you wait, that excitement level goes down and down and down because you have to wait for it. It's quite sad, but it is the unfortunate truth behind it.
Mental health services at the Isle of Man prison were inadequate and unsafe at the time that a prisoner was found dead, a review has concluded. This report from BBC Isle of Man's, voiced by Manx Radio's Amy Griffiths.
An inquest jury ruled there was a missed opportunity in the care of Craig Anderson, who was found unresponsive in his cell on the 25th of November 2022, the day after he was jailed for 5 years. The Prisons and Probation Ombudsman, or PPO, also found government support was needed to improve staffing levels, governance and the management of risk at the Jerby facility. The external report commissioned by the department and undertaken by the PPO was made available to the jury during the inquest but has only now been published. The investigation found staff at the facility had not been trained how to effectively use suicide and self-harm prevention measures. The clinical reviewer found there was confusion about referrals to the prison's mental health provision, which itself was inadequate and unsafe. The report also found the prison had not made sufficient changes or responded to the learning from the death of another prisoner in March 2020. Making 15 recommendations, the PPO said the Department of Health and Social Care and Manx Care should review mental health services at prison and provide a dedicated mental health service, which was sufficiently resourced. The island's healthcare body should also undertake a health needs assessment in order to determine the prevalence of mental health conditions and need, it said. The review also found the DHA should consider immediately commissioning an independent investigation in the event of any future non-natural deaths at the Isle of Man prison. Manx Care and the Isle of Man government have been asked for a response to the report.
The Mountversal Manxman's going to be late. She didn't leave Heysham till 2 minutes to four, won't be in until 7:45. So tonight's departure, 9 o'clock, heading to Heysham, arriving there at about a quarter to one. The overnight departure, they're hoping 1:30, back to Douglas at 5:15. After making major progress in the last 12 months, the Isle of Man women's T20 cricket squad are in action this Sunday and next Monday against Guernsey in a 3-game series in Hampshire. The Manx side's captain is Alanya Thorpe, and she explains what she thinks her team's biggest strengths are going into the weekend. and about the recent development in the women and girls game.
I think there's a lot of excitement within the squad. We've worked hard over winter, and your winter training is where you build up your skills and look to improve different areas ready to take into the cricket season. So obviously cricket season's only just starting. I think we're excited to get out there on the pitch and apply some of the things we've been practicing to game situations and play some of our best cricket. But I think, to be honest, we take every game as it comes, and we go out, whoever we are playing against, we go out to play our best cricket, and we don't worry too much about what the opposition may or may not hold. Every game is different. We'll go out there to try and be the best version of ourselves. Hopefully it will be a good series. Hopefully all three games will go ahead. I'm not sure how the forecast is looking down there for the weekend, but yeah, we just want to go out there, be the best version of ourselves and play some of our best cricket. I think we're exceptionally proud of what we've achieved so far, but there's real drive and ambition to go further and to improve all the time. I think our training sessions is always a really good feel in the squad. We're always keen to improve, to learn from each other, and we're very, very lucky to have the coaches that we have, who are incredibly supportive, very, very knowledgeable, and help bring out the best in all of us. I think it's an incredibly exciting time on the Isle of Man for women's cricket. The investment in Eddie Beard's role, the way that cricket is being rolled out as part of the curriculum, not just in primary school but in secondary school for girls, is very, very exciting. I think we're at the beginning of a very exciting journey for women's cricket. I think there is a lot of depth in our squad. We added to it over the winter, and that's important to have that depth to bring lots of players on the journey, help them to progress. I think we are just keen to keep progressing, keep being the best version of ourselves, and raise the bar at all times for each other and as a squad.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's newsroom. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Rob Pritchard's here with Friday Sport. Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley at 6:30. Today at the Guild with Judith Lay, and Update returns Tuesday evening at 5:30. Have a great bank holiday weekend.
W-I-N